Wait, what am I supposed to say?
That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Okay.
Okay, okay, John. Why did Constantinople get the works?
That's nobody's damn business but the Turks, brother. Do, do, do.
Thank you, thank you. I have my intro now.
Poggers.
Okay, John.
Funny intro bit, but by the mid-15th century, the Brazilian knights held
Byzantine.
After it had been diminished by constant dominance struggles with the Balkans and the Roman Catholics. Constantinople had also warded off several sieges, but at great cost. The population of Constantinople dropped from 400,000 in the 12th century to nearly only 40,000 by the mid-1400s. Most of the land within its walls were open fields, and the Byzantines' relations with the rest of Europe weren't doing so well either. What? What is this?
Byzantine.
Oh, something like that. Byzantine. I think you should continue.
Okay. The Ottoman Turks had control over nearly all of the Balkans and most of Anatolia, conquering several Byzantine cities west of Constantinople. It had also become an Ottoman vassal during this time period. Sultan Murad II had laid siege to Constantinople in 1422, but had to leave it behind to suppress a rebellion. After a bit of death and political garbage, Mehmed II took the Ottoman throne and was determined to take Constantinople. And that's kind of like all the background you need. But if you want to know more, you can ask my dad, because he was there.
Mm. Is he that old?
Yeah, he's like thousands of years old.
To be honest, why does your father wear his headphones like that?
I don't know. He's kind of strange. Wait, how do you know how my dad's wearing his headphones?
Because you always tell me.
Oh, I do?
You do? Hold on, send me a photo too.
Kind of sus.
Let's see if I can find it.
You can post it in the podcast. Oh, I have a picture of your legs.
My legs? It's kind of
in slushy. A hot tub?
Here it is.
Oh my god. He is kind of wearing them kind of stupidly.
Right?
Bruh.
I like the work experience one. The Pro Tillos. Job title. Pro Tillos. We went to Portillo's, remember?
We did.
I got a beef sandwich.
Beef sandwich.
Doesn't mean my job title is beef, though.
Your job title is beef.
Indeed.
Okay, John. In 1452, Mehmed decided that he needed to start building up his power. He had reached peace treaties with Venice and Hungary, and began constructing a fortress to restrict passage between the Mediterranean and the Black Sea. He tasked a gunsmith with the task of arming his fortress and building cannons large enough to take down the walls of Constantinople. By March of 1453, his cannons had been transported from the Ottoman capital to the outskirts of Constantinople. He made quick work of taking over some Byzantine coastal cities along the Black Sea as well. Ottoman regiments had begun to assemble outside the city of Constantinople, and their fleet moved from Gallipoli to Diplokunion, and the Sultan had left to personally meet his army. Would you like to continue?
I think you shall continue.
Okay, you just can't pronounce any of it.
Right.
The Byzantine Emperor Constantine Pelagius the 11th was asking for help from the Christians, as he knew a siege was coming. Hungary refused to send aid, and instead of sending help, Pope Nicholas V saw the situation as a good opportunity to reunify Orthodox and Roman Catholic churches. Orthodox leaders had voted for unity, but the people of Constantinople were completely against it. Venice and Genoa did send support. What?
Nothing. Continue.
You can't just laugh like that and not tell me what's going on. Clown.
Hold on. I asked ChatGPT to draw a duck.
Oh no.
And look what it said. Hold on. Gotta show this to you. Look in your DMs.
What? What is that? That does That's not look very, like a duck.
That's the very first duck.
What? That's so creepy.
What's the bottom one? It looks like an octopus.
It looks like an octopus with a dude's head.
Right.
Damn.
Sus. Anyway.
Okay, you're right. This is kind of boring. I'm going to skip ahead to the fight part.
Yeah, we should do a different podcast. This sucks.
Hey, you suck, pal. I'll skip past the boring part.
I think I should read.
You should read. Start here. Everything about that is just like
them gathering their forces. Ottomans began their barrage, and they brought down a section of the wall. They then mounted an assault rifle on the walls on April 7th, but the Byzantines repelled them and then repaired the wall. After repositioning their cannons, Mehmed opened fire and maintained a daily bombardment on the wall. Then on April 12th, roughly a week later, the Sultan sent troops out to strike two nearby forts, and they ordered his fleet to rush the sea barricade, and the fleet was then driven back twice and eventually retreated back to the Dipalkin Union until the night of the 17th, where it moved in to capture hit the Prince's Islands to the southeast of the city. Constantinople held far. Constantinople. And the assault on the islands was pushed away by three relief ships until the Pope, in a large Byzantine vessel, the Ottoman galleys were too short to capture the European warboats. And then they heard of the defeat, and Muhammad smacked the crap out of his naval commander and stripped him of his rank. Muhammad was angry and determined to take the Golden Horn. He positioned his cannon so that they would be hit, so that it would hit the defenders by the sea, and then he constructed like a bicycle ramp to jump his ships over the wall. By April 22nd, the ships had jumped the wall, and they pushed the water so deep that it like bounced around the rest of the cities, and then the defenders tried to jump the fleet of the ships, but they got defeated, and Muhammad completely encircled Constantinople. And continued his wreck through the 29th of May, and he created several holes in the wall, but most of them were too small to actually let the troops like walk through it. So then on the morning of May 29th, the other people filled in the moat around the city, and Muhammad launched a complete artillery, infantry, and naval assault on the city, and then two attempts to rush the gate of St. Romans, and the Blanchardianese walls were met with resistance. At that point, the Ottoman soldiers fell back, and Muhammad rushed the gate with his own palace regiment of 3,000 ARs, and a small group made it to the top of a tower through another gate, but then they were almost killed by the other people until Giuseppe was mortally wounded by an Ottoman gunman.
Giovanni was Constantinople's like lead military guy, by the way.
Muhammad used this confusion and lowering of morale among the defenders to send another regiment and take the inner wall at the gate. At the gate of St. Charles. Most of the defendants retreated until the Venetians and the Genoese fighters retreated back to their ships. Constantinople was reported to have been killed either fighting or fleeing to another boat, but Muhammad tried to stop a total ransack of the city, and then during the period of this, he decided to loot everything, and he ended up kind of like destroying the city and all the churches because they couldn't pay tax or anything. And then Muhammad himself rose to the sheets of the city. And he went to a big, like, church-looking thing called Hagia Sophia. And he converted it into a painting called Asaphophia.
A painting?
And that's what mosaic means,
right? No, a mosque.
And then the Sultan had completed his conquest of the Byzantine capital. At this point, the Ottomans were remarkably restrained in their affairs and the fall of Constantinople. They didn't kill too many of their people, but they did choose to randomly kill some random people in their homes. And Muhammad.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa! That's not what that says.
I'm sorry. They chose to ransom the nobility to their home state.
There you go.
And Muhammad repopulated the city with people from a bunch of different backgrounds and races and stuff. And he relocated the capital from Edey to Constantinople, creating a multicultural power chair for his multicultural empower. Constantinople had officially became the capital of Turkey. And it was like that until like 1930. And then after the USSR, and I'm sorry, the formation of the Republic of Turkey, when the city's name was officially changed to Istanbul. Why did they change the name? Well, that's nobody's business but the Turks. So if you have a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul, probably, if you actually have a date, unlike Robbie.
Damn. Wow. I see how it is. Istanbul!